Hi guys, this is wide receiver Philip Vett, and we'll go ahead and open up the questions for Philip.
Do you know what today is?
Today would be considered a Monday for us.
So when you got up, you thought of it as Monday, right?
Definitely. Got up, I was like, great, got a test on Monday, 8 a.m. in the morning with weights. It's good stuff.
Did you go the wrong class?
Did you go to Monday class?
No, absolutely. I had a big test today, so I had to. And there's no sleep on these coaches either. You miss a class, you'd be waking up pretty early on Wednesday to make up for it.
Talk about the wide receivers on the other side, the contrast, I guess, in the wide receivers. You know, you guys are so young, and they're good. I'm not saying you're not, but they're really good.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, there's a big, like, with our core group of people, it's rather you're a senior and you're about to leave, or you're a freshman and you're just getting your feet wet. They definitely have some raw talent, and they're definitely going to just get better every year. I mean, you can see it from when they started camp or when they got here in the summer to where they are now. A lot more mature. I mean, that's just going to progress, and they're going to get a lot better.
Talk about the big differences, you being a senior, and it's you, Livest, and Dennis, pretty much a bunch of young guys. You find yourself doing a lot more teaching in practice than you expected to be doing?
Definitely this year was a big, like, taking that role of being a senior, helping the younger guys, because they're going to need to step in and fill position. I mean, only one play away from getting in. I mean, somebody goes down, you're a young guy, you got to go in. There's not many of them going to redshirt. So pretty much, yeah, there's a big role of trying to get them to develop an offense, realize why you're doing what you do, and how it relates to the rest of the offense.
What would it mean to you as a senior to go into Boise in their streak of however many games and conference at home that they've won to know and have that as you leave here? That would be pretty good.
Yeah, it'd be huge because, like you said, they haven't lost. I mean, playing there is just as hard as anywhere else in the country. I mean, they don't lose. They don't lose at home. So, like, to come back, to come away with a victory, and then you always have that to hold on to, be like, yeah, well, I mean, nothing's impossible.
Did you go up there last time, a couple years ago?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir, I wasn't. I was just here last year, so first year.
Do you think it's going to be any harder seeing a football out of that blue turf as opposed to green?
I'm not real sure. Yeah, I've heard stories of people telling me stuff like it's different. You got to get used to it. Your eyes aren't real adjusted to it. But, I mean, I'm just going to have to wing it, I guess, when I get up there. Nothing really you can practice to get you aware for that.
How are you feeling health-wise? The coach said you're a little nicked up. Is it feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. A little banged up. No more banged up than the other guy. I mean, doesn't matter what's going on. Don't have to get in there and play regardless.
What was it like listening to Josh Wheeler?
Yeah, that was really tough. I mean, because Josh, like, first game, really big contributor, big play guy. And to have him go down and not be able to come back, I mean, we're going to have to push on and press on and keep going as if nothing ever happened. But, yeah, definitely that affected us because, I mean, he was a big playmaker. We're going to have other guys come in and step up.
Is he still with the team at all, or is he kind of just removed himself completely from the football
line? He hasn't removed himself. Saturday he was at the game. He was sitting there. He was talking to us, just being normal Josh. So, I mean, he's not going to leave away from this team. He's still involved and still talks to us, still figures out what's going on. And I still talk to him every once in a while. So, yeah, he's still involved. Yes, sir.
Defense is pretty good. Boise's defense
is really good. Watching them on film, I mean, like they said, they're good. They're ranked for a reason. I mean, this team is not underrated or overrated for sure. I mean, they are a solid football team, solid program all the way around, special teams, defense, and offense. So it'll be a very big challenge for us this week.
Talk about Taylor's efficiency and, I guess, his role on this team. You know, the efficiency was down considerable going into the Southeastern game, and Coach said there was a big improvement. They were talking about the stressing efficiency of the offense and everything. Where do you see that right now? I mean, is he getting the ball to you well enough? Is he getting rid of it too quick? Obviously, he's not taking the sacks, which is a big thing, but I guess assess him a little bit.
Taylor, let me see. Where am I going to assess him at? Let's see. Pretty much, it's always going to fall in the quarterback's hands regardless of how we play or how the line plays or whatever we mess up is going to end up, Taylor, are you playing right, pretty much. And we have to step up our positions to help him out. I mean, it's definitely not him. The receivers, if we make a read, we have to make a read and do it. We don't need to have any, hesitation anywhere, because then that's just going to lead to a broken protection somewhere, because offensive line cannot hold guys, 10 seconds out there. So the receivers, we have to get better at getting where we need to be as soon as we can, as fast as possible.
You think, what do you think he brings to this team? Is he making a huge contribution?
I would say so. I mean, like, we're dropping balls, as you saw in the Southeastern game, put it right in our hands, we dropped them. And he made it. You take those away, and, like, those are catches. I mean, he's doing pretty doggone good. He's definitely getting used to how everything kind of goes, because he kind of jumped in here real fresh, just like a freshman had to learn a really quick system. So, I mean, I think he's doing really, really good.
You're a big part of the special teams, you know, honestly. Can you just talk a bit about what special teams has meant to Louisiana Tech through these first three games, and just how seriously the team takes that aspect of the game?
Special teams is a big deal here. I mean, we definitely practice very, very, and very rigorously, I guess, in special teams, and it's a big momentum change. Like Southeastern game with Livas, you know, he shanked a little short punt that we were kind of prepared for from studying film, and like he said, took a 57-yard touchdown or however long it was, not sure, and it was a big momentum shift. And like special teams that blocked field goal in Southeastern, like right before the half, they thought they were going to go up, and we ended up getting the ball scoring. It's a big momentum shift, and special teams is definitely a big part of the, like, I guess you could call it morale of the team, like the real high, real quick high, the real bad low. I mean, if we have a busted protection and we have a blocked punt or anything, I mean, you can just definitely tell that you're like, okay, now we have to try to roll the stone back up the hill. I mean, so special teams huge, big time.
Any more questions for Phil?
How do you get over the mental block that they are ranked and you're going into Boise? How do you have the younger guys forget about that and just take care of business?
Oh, well, big thing is just try to focus on what you have to do. Don't worry about, I mean, don't if you don't worry about them, and like, because if you spend your time worrying about them, obviously you're not doing what you're supposed to do, and you're not figuring out what you have to do to try to beat them. I mean, they're doing the same thing versus us. We don't need to sleep on them. So, I mean, ranked number 19, 17, I'm not sure where. Top 25 team. I mean, if you look at that and, you know, oh my God, all starry-eyed, I mean, they're going to knock you right in your face, and I guess that's what you're going to be prepared for, is getting knocked in the face if you just look at them like they're great, they're this, they're that. They are great. Now you just have to try to match that intensity and match their play and then see who the winner is at the end.
Any more questions? All right. Thanks, Philip.
Thank you. I appreciate that.